This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. Hello. You know what your most valuable tool is when it comes to getting along with other people and getting what you want from life? Well, it's the most obvious thing in the world, and I suppose one of the most overlooked. It's your ability to use your language. It's a strange and unfortunate thing, but the great majority of folks have just about the same vocabulary as adults as they had in the 8th or 9th grade. They unnecessarily cripple themselves in this most vital aspect of successful living. Words are the tools with which we express our thoughts and desires to others. And the more tools we have in this toolbox, the more jobs we can handle. And it's no news to anyone, I suppose, but the way you use the English language is an immediate tip-off to just about anyone as to how well you're educated. In the old days, and not so old at that, people used to go around poo-pooing what they called book learning. I guess this is a hangover from the dark ages when people were suspicious of anything they didn't understand. I can remember as a kid hearing older folks complain about the younger generation spending too much time in book learning instead of going out and getting a job, any job, the way they had to do. All knowledge is stored in books. The more you read, the more knowledge you acquire. And knowledge still is and always has been power to the person who has it. And the use of the language, more than any other single thing, is a barometer of a person's knowledge. One time at a leading Eastern university, they gave a vocabulary examination to the graduating class. Then they kept track of them. And after 5, 10, 15 years and so on, checked to see how the surviving grads were doing. Without a single exception, the ones who scored highest in vocabulary were doing best out in the world. That is, they had better jobs and were making more money and so on. And here again is a subject anyone can learn, but very few do. There are lots of wonderful books on English and vocabulary in every bookstore and library. But again, it smacks of work, so most folks just slip along using a horse and buggy vocabulary and wondering why they're traveling at a horse and buggy pace. One of the really funny aspects of our society is the number of people who will poke fun at those who speak with a foreign accent. Whenever you hear a foreign accent, it means the person can speak at least two languages. The ones who laugh, as a rule, can't even speak their own and have a vocabulary you could toss into the ear of a gnat. If you'd like to improve your vocabulary, simply get a good book on English, a good dictionary, and make sure you know the pronunciation key and what the little symbols mean, and then study the language an hour a day and read a lot. Whenever you come to a word you're not sure of, look it up and then write it down along with its meaning. Usually this will help you remember it. And then start working your new words into your vocabulary, but only when you're sure they fit. For an American to not know his language is just like a plumber who doesn't know what his tools are for. He's not going to be trusted with very important jobs, is he? This is an interesting and vital aspect if we'll just spend a little bit of time every day or every week for a few months to learn it. I'll be back in just 1 minute. If a person would just set aside 1 hour a day for study, 6 days a week, it would come to 312 hours a year. You know, it wouldn't take long to be an expert at just about anything with that kind of a program, would it? And the time will pass anyway, whether we use it or not. Thank you.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.